I read somewhere that in your teenage years you suffered from depression, as have I, and that's a lifelong thing. Is it still something you deal with on a regular basis, or have you found coping mechanisms?
I think to some degree it's sort of a natural human state. So, you know, maybe more than usual, I've had bouts with it a few times in my life when it was really pretty debilitating. But also, you know, I think that it is something that should be sort of accepted as part of life and shouldn't be sort of kind of over-dramatized. Because it seems to me now, you know, depression disorder is kind of... It's sort of overdone, and you know, you see a lot of people going on medication for depression, and they probably don't need it. And I had people trying to get me to take it for years and years and years, and there was a time when I did, and stopped, and you know, I didn't really notice, to be honest, in my experience, that it helped. I felt different, but it didn't necessarily make me feel less depressed. I'm not saying that if someone wants to jump off of a bridge that they shouldn't try it, because if you know you're suffering like that, you might as well try whatever you can, because once you've jumped off a bridge, it's too late.
Yeah.
You can't really, that one thing that might have helped is no longer an option. I suppose songwriting has helped me a lot. You know, sometimes when I get in those moods, it reminds me that I have an outlet for it, and it also makes me feel like, okay, if I'm feeling like this, and I'm sort of observing the world around me and life in my own life and things I've done a little bit too closely, it can get uncomfortable, but I can also use that to sort of describe in songs those particular feelings that other people will relate to, and oddly enough, that elevates my mood. So, it helps.
A lot of bands have gotten back together in the last couple of years, and it's an inevitable question. I'm sure you've been asked it dozens of times, but it's obligatory, I guess.
Yeah.
What's the status of Soundgarden? You're obviously playing their songs on the road with your touring band.
Uh-huh.
Is there any thought at all of reuniting the originals?
No, not really. You know, for me, the doing the songs is like, with the exception of two, I think, all the Soundgarden songs I do are songs I wrote in their entirety, you know, and if they've, you know, my memory of first writing them was literally me alone sitting in a room, which is the same thing as every other song that I play. So, I felt, in a sense, like even though they're Soundgarden songs, they're my songs too. And the band I put together specifically so that they could kind of get the history, get my history, and get the sensibilities of songs that I wrote for Soundgarden, songs that I wrote for various solo projects, Temple of the Dog, Audioslave songs, everything, and kind of put that out there. Having done that, and now being on the road and performing these shows, I can't really compare it to any other period of my career. This is really the first time I've been able to do what I'm really capable of during a live set, and any previous incarnation of any band I've been in is going to be a sort of a reduction to me. It's really taking things away. It's not adding to my live experience. So to reform, for example, Soundgarden, it would be much more interesting if it were something where Kim, for example, emailed me or called me and said, I've got a bunch of song ideas, let's make a record, something like that. You know, there'd have to be some other reason. You know, I don't know, that's something that's never happened. You know, no member of Soundgarden has contacted another member and said, you know, even if it was for one show or for anything or one song or anything, you know, and said, let's go do this. So I don't imagine it happening. But, you know, maybe I could reform and be in some other band, like BTO or something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some other band that broke up, and I could help by being the bass player.
You could be
play
BTCO, Bachman Turner Cornell Overdrive.
No, you know, you can take my identity out of it. I don't mind. I can just sort of, like, you know, just the side man.